Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:34. Cold start in the 30s. Sun and cloud mix. Hitting 60 by the end of the day right now. 38 here at Q102. It is an incredibly important moment in every man's life when he realizes he's actually not the master of seduction he thought he was.
Did you ever have that realization, or have you always stood steadfast in your belief that you know what you're doing?
I've always felt it was sort of a foregone conclusion. I mean, it is funny because... you know, some guys are just, you know, born with confidence and maybe athletic prowess and, you know, startling good looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then there are other guys that are just like, I don't know what I'm doing, or how did I even get here? Yeah.
I feel like you mastered your craft, though. I think you started just noticing and paying attention to things at a young age and just kind of figured it out.
Well, you know, I'm an excellent listener, Jen.
Well, that's true. And you ask lots of questions to keep the attention off of you. And you learned a lot.
Yeah, that might have been dumb luck, you know, in trying to deflect attention.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. But anyway, we're going to get into this discussion on Reddit that women are having on sharing the things that guys do that aren't nearly as attractive as those guys think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are really funny. So we'll get to that here shortly. But first, I want to bring on John Matarese. 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese joins us now live so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, Jeff and Jen, Fritch. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Well, I guess it's him too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a good weekend, but I tell you, if you were looking for a pickup truck, it's starting to get a bit tricky.
Well,
now, why is that?
Well, because the dealer lots are really starting to get thin. What's happening is they can't sell the trucks to the dealers because they can't get parts for them. And we did a report a few days ago, and this is amazing, where there are thousands of new Ford F-150 pickups. I mean, that's the most popular car in America. And there are now thousands of them parked at the Kentucky Speedway.
Well, why is that?
Well, because they can't get computer chips for them. So what you've got now is they're building all these Ford pickup trucks down in Louisville, and they have to park them at the Kentucky Speedway. Thousands. Now, some people are saying, well, that's good. Kentucky Speedway is finally getting a little business. Well, I guess you could look at it that way, but that's not really a good thing in any way, because they can't get these trucks to the dealers right now. They're waiting on computer chips. Dealer lots are running short. And we went down there and checked it out. There's like 3,000 Ford pickup trucks just sitting at the Kentucky Speedway down in Sparta.
I posted the video footage of this on our Jeff and Jen Facebook page on Friday, and it is unreal. Like how many there are. I mean, and they are, you want to talk about bumper to bumper, they have these trucks as close as possible.
Mm. Yeah, it's just unreal. They're being churned out by the plant. They don't have the computer chips, and they can't get into dealerships. You go to a dealer, you're like, hey, I want a new Ford F-150. They're like, well, we have that one over there. It's purple. And if you want any others, we don't have them. And we don't know when we can get them.
Wow.
So this computer chip must be fairly easy to install then if they're pretty much all ready to go. They just got to open up the hood and stick it in.
Yeah, it is. But there's a big delay on computer chips. It's starting to affect more than pickup trucks, but that's the one that we're seeing here in Cincinnati because they build these trucks in Louisville. But a lot of the new cars now, they're having problems getting them to the dealers. You're starting to see a shortage of some of the popular new cars at dealers. You know, some of the new SUVs and having trouble with that. You know, Ford's got that new Bronco coming out. That's kind of delayed at this point because they're waiting on that. And then as a result, the trickle down is the used car prices are going up and up and up. She's like, I don't get a new car. I'm not going to go buy a new car for $30,000. I'm just going to buy a 3-year-old used car. The problem is the prices on those 3-year-old used cars now are going way up.
Wow.
Because people are buying them instead of the new cars.
So these computer chips, where are they coming from? Evidently not close.
Yeah, they come from Taiwan, they come from Vietnam, they come from China, and it's just part of that, you know, big bottleneck of things, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. There's so many shortages right now. I think last week I was talking about the chicken wing shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe it? You know, you got a shortage of that, chlorine for swimming pools. So many things are starting to get in short supply, so it's going to be a really interesting summer if they don't get these supply lines running again.
Yeah, and what now? Gas prices are about to skyrocket because of that pipeline hack.
Yeah, you know, today might be a good day to fill up if your car is near empty because, yeah, the East Coast is having trouble getting gasoline because of that pipeline hack over the weekend. And you know, if it's affecting the East Coast, it's going to affect the Cincinnati tri-state.
Yeah, you bet.
Man, right. You are full of good news today, John.
Thanks a lot, John.
Full of good news. I'm glad I said belated Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy belated
Thank
Mother's
God you
Day.
Started with that.
Thanks for that, John.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Take care, bud.
Talk to you soon. Yeah. Fill up that tank of gas so you don't waste your money. Cincinnati's Q102. It's Jeff and Jen. An incredibly important moment in every man's life is what you mentioned earlier when he realizes he is not the master of seduction he thought he was.
So there, I think there might be some men that never quite figure that one out.
Oh, maybe we can spark a few of those epiphanies today. Women on Reddit are sharing things, the things that guys do that aren't nearly as attractive as those guys think they are. And here are some of the more popular answers. Nudity. Male nudity. Everything related to male nudity. Pictures of male nudity in person, all male nudity now and forever. The ladies have made it clear that is not as attractive as the guys might think it is.
Yeah, women don't have the same reaction to naked male bodies that men have to naked female bodies.
Even if he's cut like an Adonis?
If he's wearing shorts.
Yeah. I think it's
like to leave a little to the imagination.
Yeah. Well, the member is what we don't always need to see.
Oh.
Just, you know.
I mean, I think we have a strong appreciation for a very nice chest and arms and that V thing, you know?
Right.
But I also think if it's an impressive member, then people do want to see it.
I don't know. Tim, you were at a bodybuilding thing over the weekend.
So our friend Molly set a goal for this year that she was going to compete in some sort of
bodybuilding.
She didn't do the bodybuilding. She did more of the physique portion of it.
Okay.
But she did that in Indy this weekend, and she's Chris's workout buddy.
Okay.
The two of them work out together every week. So we went to support her, and she was only on the stage for maybe 3 to 5 minutes total.
Right.
You know, you walk out and you flex and you do your poses or whatever that they've all practiced, and then they're judged on a whole bunch of stuff. But it's if your kids are ever in dance, right, you got to sit and watch 700
Everything.
Children dance before you get to your child.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. So we had to watch all the dudes.
Yeah, and there are some big, huge, beefy
and
dudes.
And that whole thing is very interesting. It's a very interesting world. I'm kind of glad I went. Wasn't my cup of tea, but to watch how they spray tan them and how they, you know, they eat a specific diet. They oil. They lay on the floor and put their feet in the air while they wait because they're trying to get the water, the body fluid to not go into their legs. So their leg muscle. That was very.
They look lean. Because they
so
want
they
their
lean.
Veins to, like,
yeah.
pop out and stuff, too.
And I can tell you that as a dude that likes dudes, that was not for me.
That wasn't what you...
There was one guy in the amateur who was, like, a little more dad bod, but had the muscles. Was like, that looks about right.
That works for me.
But it was interesting. It was
yeah.
Props for the people that
man, that's
put
a, that a lot of work.
Put that time and energy and
work.
All of it in there. Yeah. And Molly, I don't know if she'll do something like that again. I know it was just sort of a personal goal to do it, and she did, and she placed, and it was fun.
That's
it was
great.
It was a good weekend.
How many hours a day does she dedicate to that?
She was doing 3 hours of training
a day.
That surprises me that it's not more.
It probably was, but I mean, she was going up and down hills with weights.
Wow,
you know, weights and like doing 2 hours of cardio and working out with a trainer every day on top of her personal training.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, their diet is insane. Like I had a friend that did it, and it's like they have to remove all kinds of things, and then like
anything that tastes good.
But towards the end, when they're doing competition, they have like set diet where they won't gain.
She had a trainer and she had a nutritionist to work with her for the last 3 months. I mean, there were people there. Some of those meathead guys. I mean, they literally were counting out the Rice Krispies that they were allowed to eat. Like, I'm going to have 6 Rice Krispies.
Wow.
Until I go on stage, right? It was props to the people to do it. It was interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Something else that guys do that aren't nearly as attractive as those guys think they are, according to the women on Reddit, talking bad about other guys to make yourself look better, or talking bad about other women to try to compliment the woman you're talking to. Calling your exes crazy.
Mm-hmm. You picked them.
Talking about being horny. Not being able to do the most basic cooking or housework, which shows you're looking for a girlfriend to be your mom. Mm-hmm. Loading up on cologne, jewelry, or hair gel.
How about if they walk up and squeeze both of your boobs and go honk?
No.
We all know that is clearly, that's a...
That's a big no-no.
Guaranteed turn on. How can you resist after that?
It makes you wonder if it had worked at some point.
Is that the first time you met someone and they did that?
Honk, honk.
Persisting over and over when you've gotten a clear and definitive no, I'm not interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll think about it. And finally, a number 8 answer on the board, truck nuts.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That is funny.
So there you go. Just a handful of things that, I guess are not nearly as attractive as guys think.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
7:55, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.